Punch Drunk Tagalongs here on Near Rocks, a band that I'm always going to take my time saying the name of, otherwise I'm going to screw it up royally. Hazy, the name of the track, the first single released off of their new disc. They're in studio with us right now. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Welcome.
Northeast Ohio rocks.
Welcome back. And the last time you guys were in was just before Blizzard Bash, right?
Yes. Yeah. So it's been a while.
It has. It's been a few months.
It was at least a few major holidays ago. So, I mean, if you like count Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and New Year's and Christmas. So, I mean, that's a while, right?
Counting time by holidays.
I mean, that's what we all live for, right? Is that just me? Okay.
Vacation days.
Vacation days? Yeah, usually sometimes, like, depending, you'll get some free days around those holidays. So it's kind of a twofer, right?
It's always a benefit.
Yeah. That's why I like the holidays.
Well, how you guys doing? What have you been up to?
Just been up to a few things, like releasing an album and going on tour and signing to a label and all that good jazz. I think all of that has happened since we saw you last.
I was just about to ask. The label has been since Blizzard Bash.
I think so. Yeah. Time is a very weird thing, but I think it was.
How did that happen?
So people tell those stories where, like, we were playing this one night and this random person walked in the door and then decided to give us a chance. It actually worked like that. You're always like, oh, okay, well, it's never going to be my show that ends up being scouted by someone who's at a label. Or, you know, he didn't even come to scout. He wanted to listen to music that night randomly. Decided to come to our show, which had sounded familiar because we had been, like, on a compilation CD of theirs a long time ago. Not a long time ago, like a year ago before that. And he just, I don't know, kind of hooked on us and, like, really liked us and was like, come talk to me. And we're like, okay, like, who's this guy? Like, I'm not sure about a label. And a bunch of conversations, and 1 year and one album later, we signed. So
nice.
It was great.
So what is the label name?
Sun Petal Recordings.
Sun Petal Recordings. And was I reading? Are they local?
They're local, yep. So it's actually Warner Distribution, which is really awesome. So we have that. And then they're also kind of like a sister label of Tragic Hero Records, which is a bigger record company too. So it's really awesome. So it's kind of this record company has been around, but this is kind of the reboot of it. And we're kind of like the first wave. So, you know, you wouldn't think that there's a lot of resources there since they're rebooting it, but we're able to kind of take part in all the other resources that the label has. So it's been
very
great.
Very cool.
And
of course, a new album to go along with it.
Yes, exactly. That was part of the deal. So we were able to make a deal that we got to work with Jim Wart in Superior Sounds Recording in Cleveland. He did Fiona Apple's first album, Incubus, Hoobastank. I always have the name drop a little bit because I misremember when I heard that was when I, like, super fangirled and was like, oh, my gosh, what is this? So, yeah, so we got to work with him, which was absolutely amazing.
I'm sitting here remembering when those bands came out. I was in high school.
Yeah.
Which means you were much younger.
I was probably a little younger. Thanks
for making me feel old.
Yeah. You did yourself. I didn't even say anything, but
yeah, I still remember. Wow,
you gave yourself away.
I remember when Hoobastank first came out.
Yeah,
I had that disc. So yeah.
Well, Jim Wart was on the recording.
Very
so
cool.
Maybe Ben Switch album. Maybe.
Probably. So you've got the new disc coming out, and you're doing something fun this week for it.
Yeah. This week we're having the listening party, so it's invite only, as in you need to go on Merch Bucket and get the mega bundle. The ticket for a listening party is a part of that. If you go to merchbucket.com, you can find our band, the Punch Drunk Tragalongs, and purchase that. It's going to be really awesome. We're going to be able to hear the album through the speakers that it was recorded on, which I think is where it sounds best, and get to meet the dream team. So Jim Wart, the label, will be there, and we're going to play a short set, and yeah, it'll be cool.
Oh, you're going to play too?
Yeah, we're going to play like a few songs, and there's going to be food and stuff. So
nice.
It'll be a good time.
Well, we've got some other stuff that we need to start to talk about. Namely, the real reason you're in studio is actually to promote your Cleveland show.
Yeah.
Which is happening April 7th at, where is this? At the Grog Shop, along with Knights and the Venus Flytraps.
Yes. If you notice, there are at least one female in each band. So I do that purposefully. I always like to point that out. So support women in music. Come to the show.
Once again, April 7th at the Grog Shop. Show is at 8?
About, yeah.
About 8.
Show at 8, yeah, yeah. Grog Shop. Probably music starts at 8:30.
Grog Shop time?
Yeah, exactly. You get it.
Well, why don't we hear a track, another track off the disc? We're actually playing these in order of single release.
Yes.
So we're playing Nervous Breakdown next, right?
Yes.
This is on Facebook and on all over the place. Is there a video for this one?
Spotify as well. Nope. The video is for the next one that we'll be playing.
Here is the Punch Drunk Taglongs and Nervous Breakdown on Neo Rocks.
Disappears. Let it go fly.
Punch Drunk Tagalongs, Nervous Breakdown here on NeoRax. They're going to be releasing their new album entitled Hazy. April 6th, actually. For digital release?
Digital release, yep.
April 6th, and the release show, April 7th at the Grog Shop, along with Knights and the Venus Flytraps. Before all of that, you've got the listening party this Friday.
This Thursday.
At Superior Sounds.
You got it.
Recorded with Jim Wirt.
Yes.
And
the man.
So the listening party is Thursday.
Yes.
But you guys are going out. You guys are going out on a very intense tour.
I think so. What do you think, Caleb?
Well, where are you starting? Where are you going?
All right, the tour it starts on Friday. This Friday in Columbus, we'll be at Big Room Bar.
Yep.
In Columbus, and then we'll be heading to Cincinnati, Athens, Ohio, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. And then we head out east. We'll be doing D.C., Philadelphia, and then two shows in New York area, like Manhattan and Greenwich Village.
And all of this happening in how many days?
It's 9 days. We're show every day for when we're gone, and then we'll be driving back on Easter.
Wow.
Yeah.
And just come back to...
That's a lot very quickly.
Celebrating that we're alive.
So I've seen a lot of postings on Facebook of local musicians talking about band vehicles. So whose van are you guys using?
So we have PD the pilot.
PD the
pilot. Yeah.
Okay.
He's the PDT pilot. Yeah, so it's my Honda Pilot, and we can all fit very cozy, and with some slight modifications, took the back seats out, took some other plastic ware out, and then we got a roof cargo box, and we're going to pile in there and head out.
And you're fitting all of your gear in there. Are you stripping down the drum kit? Are you smaller amps? What are you guys?
Well, no, we've made the transition to a smaller amp for Alicia.
Because I had a huge one before. It was so big I couldn't carry it. So
it was a 2x12, and she just didn't need it.
Okay,
I might eventually.
Blues Junior.
But even then, none of our equipment is too insane, I don't think.
No, we don't have like full stacks or anything like that. So
I'm just imagining an entire band in a Honda Pilot.
We can send you pictures.
Yeah,
I think I will be trying to update.
I think my goal is to post pretty actively over tour.
Okay.
On all the media and sending photos and updates as to what we're up to, because it'll be our first time doing this many shows spread out like this. We've done weekend, like Friday, Saturday shows in the past year, a handful of times probably.
Yeah.
And those have been going well, so this will be new for all of us.
Just be that times five. Or about times four.
Yeah.
So what is your guys' plan for handling just all four of you just cramming into that? We were talking a little bit off the air, but it sounds kind of crazy.
So
honestly,
it's best if you can't see each other. we did it. So there's a second row. There's four of us, and before we would put down the one seat in the back row, and then put all the stuff there, and that allowed the two people in the back seat to sit right next to each other. So, you know, your knees touch and whatever, and it gets old after a while. So we tried this new technique last time we were on tour, and we put all the gear in the middle. We lose a little room, but it's worth having your own little space. But we literally, when we stack it up to the ceiling, can't see anybody else. So we can hear each other, which is really important, but, you know, can't see each other. I think that might help, you know.
Do any of you have siblings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Long road trips, remember those?
Oh,
I vaguely remember.
He doesn't remember anything from his childhood, so don't take that personally.
I would have loved all of those barriers growing up.
Me too. Me too. Ugh. Yeah.
So
only if.
Of course, we're talking with the Punch Drunk Tagalongs. You've got listening party Thursday, starting a tour on Friday, coming back on, you said, on Easter?
Yes. Yeah. Easter Sunday.
And then April 7th, back here in Cleveland at the Grog Shop, along with Knights and the Venus Flytraps, new disc called Hazy.
Yes.
You're on Sun Petal Records.
Yes. You got it all. You like know so much about us. It's like you're a Wikipedia page being verbalized to us. It's pretty great.
Don't ask me anything in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Just hold it in for a minute, take a deep breath, and then it just disappears.
So when I do forget about it, though, where can I go to find out all about it?
Our Facebook page and Instagram. Our Facebook is the place that we update most. And we're super professional, so we have a site now, punchdrunktagalongs.com. So all of our shows are also up there, and we have our new music video up there, and everything else you would ever want to know about us.
Very cool.
Besides the weird stuff, we're not going to tell you that.
But that's some of the most interesting stuff.
It's okay. You got to keep some stuff for later or never. So,
song material for later?
Yeah, of course.
Once again, the Punch Drunk Tagalongs releasing their new disc, Hazy, with a listening party this Thursday. Disc is released April 6th with a release show April 7th at the Grog Shop. PunchDrunkTagalongs.com. Have I missed anything?
No, you hit all of it.
Okay.
So good.
Thank you so much for being in studio with us.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
It's been great.
One last track. Actually, you know what? We've got, we're going to talk about this a little bit.
Yeah.
Newest single to be released.
Yes.
Bodies in Heaps.
Bodies in Heaps.
You've got a video for this, too.
We do. It's pretty dark, pretty great, if you're into that kind of stuff, but, you know.
No, I would expect a name with, like, Bodies in Heaps to have bright sunshine, happy-go-lucky
video. That being said, the guy who helped us do a lot of, like, the fog machines and lighting for the music video, he has a little daughter, and she would always hear this on our old EP, because it was a demo on our old EP, and she calls it Doggies and Sheeps. So it could be a positive.
Nicer.
So when the Punch Drunk Tagalongs decide to do their children's album.
Yeah, or is the Kid Bop thing still a thing? Is that still a thing?
The Radio Disney version?
Yeah. Like, you know, that stuff you listen to, all the kids would sing it instead. I mean, they'll do Doggies and Sheeps instead and maybe go through all the farm animals. It'll be the no.
We should do that.
What is the farm song from your childhood?
Old MacDonald.
Sorry. Wow. Drawing a blank. Wait, what do you spell at the end?
Yeah.
Is that it? Gosh, the song's kind of boring. It could use a revamp.
Punch Drunk Tagalongs doing children's lullabies coming up soon. That's the album for 2019.
We do have a lullaby album in the work. I'm just saying. Like, we really do. It's pretty great.
PunchDrunkTagalongs.com. Find out everything you can about these guys. And, of course, check out their website for more information about their release show happening April 7th at the Grog Shop. Again, thank you so much for being in.
Thanks for having us.
Here's Bodies in Heaps. Hatred spears.